North Carolina environmental justice groups are calling for increased representation in crafting state policies related to environmental issues. During Black History Month, advocates have highlighted how communities of color are harmed by disproportionate exposure to air pollution and vulnerability to extreme weather events. Reza Jenkins with the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association says Black and Brown communities want increased representation in crafting state policies related to environmental issues.
I think the critical thing is, one, an acknowledgement of, you know, how some of the policies have been written inequitably in the past. And then also, when we're thinking about how policies are written, a lack of understanding of how do we ensure diversity and participation.
Residents have until March 4th to complete the North Carolina Access Survey, which, according to the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality's Environmental Justice Program, aims to increase public input on issues faced by communities that are underserved, overburdened, and have historically been left out of the participatory process. Governor Roy Cooper's executive order issued last month highlighted environmental justice and equity in the state's transition to a clean economy. Jenkins also calls for more investment into research looking at how policies and practices designed to address climate change impact communities of color.
You can think about community solar. How are community solar bills and policies written to ensure not just particular families can participate in it? And removing some of those barriers, such as, you know, credit requirements.
She points to President Joe Biden's more than $1 trillion spending package as a step toward reducing health disparities in communities of color.
The Build Back Better framework, where it highlights and acknowledges kind of the disadvantages and the lack of support for communities of color, especially Black and Hispanic communities, I think is really going to help bring the light to a lot of this work that these groups are doing.
The Build Back Better Act includes new funding for improving energy efficiency in affordable housing, boosting tax credits for renewable energy generation serving low-income communities, and increasing funding to remove lead paint in homes and replace lead pipes. This is Nadia Romlagan for North Carolina News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.